This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1487. Two underrated methods to lose more fat with less hassle by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. And I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. And with that, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Two underrated methods to lose more fat with less hassle by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. Over the last few months, I've lost about 7 to 8 pounds of fat without too much effort. And as a bonus, I also got a tan. I talked about how I did it in a previous post, but I don't want to discuss tactics as much in this post. The small details don't matter. What'll help you most is my decision-making process during this time. And fortunately, it might not be what you think. I didn't formally say to myself, okay, the cut starts today. No more X, Y, or Z from this moment on. I didn't follow a diet plan. I didn't count macros or calories. And I didn't track much of anything, except my weight a few times per week. With that said, I'm aware I do this for a living. I'm likely better at guesstimating portions, adapting to social situations, and so on, when compared to most other folks, simply because I've done it for years. But that still isn't the point I'm making. Forget the specifics, because even with my background, if I asked you to audit your past week, you could probably tell me what was and wasn't conducive to your fat loss. You don't need a nutrition degree and years of experience to know you should have probably eaten more vegetables and protein. You should have been more consistent with workouts, got better sleep, ate fewer processed foods, and walked more than you did the past week. What matters most, and why I was able to lose fat with ease, are two things. One, I got started, and two, speed. It's not fancy. It's not sexy. But to me, it's one of the easiest things to do, yet so many people make it harder than it needs to be. Let me explain further. One, I got started. This one seems obvious, but there's a subtle tweak that makes all the difference. I didn't put much pressure on myself to lose lots of fat quickly. Like I mentioned, I didn't even have a formal plan going into it. Because if I tried to make one beforehand, like calculate my maintenance calories, figure out my macros, plan my meals, and so on, I probably wouldn't have started for at least another month. Messy action was the idea. But before this messy action could take place, I required one crucial step. I had to decide to make fat loss a priority in my life. I decided to accept the trade-offs that I knew would come with that. And I decided this was now a promise to myself that I'd try my hardest not to break. No gray area, no more coasting, no ambiguity. Then I got started. Two, speed. This idea is kind of the yang to the yin of the previous idea. You need both. My definition of speed is failing fast and not judging myself when I mess up. This one is huge. I know because it's the number one problem holding back so many of my one-to-one fat loss clients, this all-or-nothing mentality. Even if you, after listening to that, probably thought to yourself, I don't struggle with that all-or-nothing mentality. I'd bet good money you do. How many times have you said to yourself, after eating a less-than-nutritious meal, that you'll get back on track tomorrow instead of at your next meal? How many times have you messed up your diet on Friday and didn't wait to get back on track until Monday? I'd bet right now you're saying to yourself, I'm just waiting until things settle down. Then I'll start my diet and really get after it. Or, now's not the right time. I'm too busy to commit to something like this. This is textbook all or nothing mentality. You need the perfect conditions to get started. And when you do get started, it's an on or off switch. You're either on your diet or off your diet. And when you're off your diet, you're really off your diet. Because there's always tomorrow, right? This is what I mean by speed. Because even though I decided to commit to this and made a promise to myself, I've still messed up plenty. But the difference, the key difference for why I'm still making consistent progress is because of three things that prevent the all or nothing mentality. Key thing number one, I don't judge myself or beat myself up for failing. So I get back on track as quickly as possible. Key thing number two, I know one meal or even one weekend off track doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. And key number three, I'm keeping more promises to myself than I'm breaking. And also, I know that good enough most of the time will get me much better results than perfect only some of the time. This is why speed and failing fast is so underrated. I wanted to wrap this up with some caveats that might be helpful when implementing this. One, if you want faster fat loss and the best results possible, I'd recommend going all in with your commitment. Hire a coach. You could do it alone, but it will likely take much more time, energy, and money. Two, if you've never tracked your food before and are more of a beginner, see my article on how to lose fat. And three, I didn't mention much about workouts, so if you want a free one, I created Ultimate Physique Development just for you. Remember, whatever you decide matters much less than simply getting started and failing fast. You just listened to the post titled, Two Underrated Methods to Lose More Fat with Less Hassle by Matt McLeod of mattmcleod.org. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I agree with Matt. If you wait until the situation is perfect, you'll never get started. Matt highlighted some important concepts, like just get started. Once you get started, try and stay as consistent as possible. Do your best most of the time. And if you're just starting out, I know Matt doesn't do this. He doesn't track his food or his activity levels, but if you're just starting out, it can be really helpful to track both of those things. Now, when it comes to the timing, the time will never feel right. We're always going to be too busy to start a lifestyle change. I get it. Sometimes, though, we just have to push the issue and just start. It may not be perfect right away, but that's okay. As Matt said, it's okay to mess up and fail fast. Just be sure to learn from those mess ups and move on. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.